It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
My belief would be he would pick the team that he thinks maybe has the best shot to go. Now, if you're doing that, would he go Philadelphia or Dallas? He is coming into Dallas this week for a visit. I'm not aware that he set up anything with Philadelphia yet, but people in the league felt that the Eagles would also be in on him as well. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, a lot of times with guys like this, you say the team has to get them, but this player, who still has his contract in place from the Colts, can pick and go, well, this is my best chance to get a ring, so why wouldn't I go here this year? And then maybe I can sign with the other team on the free agent market next year. So he has more say in this than just Dallas wanting to get him. But Dallas does want to get him. He would help their run defense. He still makes a lot of big plays for time on the field. So he seems to be an ideal fit for this defense.
Well, we shall see. And I guess the Eagles may have an interest too. So I guess
yeah,
you can wait.
Yeah,
he just said that.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned the Eagles or not.
You've done that twice now to David.
I don't know. David, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it. Well, I still love you, David, and I think you're the best, and we'll talk later this week.
Okay, that didn't sound sincere either.
That really wasn't sincere, but we needed a way to end the ranch report.
And I know, up with that.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Man, I stink at broadcasting sometimes. All right, the e-break is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We will give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Hardline. He's had quite a year, Bob Sturm. Now, Bob's been really busy lately getting ready for the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. He talks about it. He writes about it. He podcasts about it. And that's what confused him with that really simple question. What do you call your house?
All right, the NFL draft. We are 3 days away. Let's dive into it in 3 minutes.
The Ticket.
Well, it's great owning a sports. What? It's great owning
a sport.
Well, it is great owning a sports, but also a home, a sports home,
a sports home.
But property taxes, Corby. If you own a sports home and your property taxes keep going up, what do we do about it? Well, we protest.
What the heck? That sounded like a stroke.
We all short circuit from time to time, and that just was a short circuit.
It's great owning a sports.
He's been listening to Jerry too much. Let's hear that one more time.
All right, the NFL draft. We are 3 days away. Let's dive into it in 3 minutes.
The Ticket.
Well, it's great owning a sports. What? It's great owning
a sports.
Well, it is great owning a sports, but also a home, a sports home,
a sports home.
But property taxes, Corby. If you own a sports home and your property taxes keep going up, what do we do about it? Well, we protest.
Yeah, he fully recovered.
It is sports.
Owning a sports.
All right, that's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two from the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
It's George Durham once again. I don't know what it is about this word. I think this is going to be the moment. This is the week that I will no longer do this. Put a B in the word amnesia. But thanks to an empty netter in the third, this one ends up at 6-1. And I guess a hockey team has to have amnesias, as Razor tells us every year. Hey, forget about that game. Go on to the next one. And did I say it again?
You said amnesia.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Amnesia. Hockey team needs to be able to forget about it.
Yes. Yeah, you couldn't dare stop me because I was rolling so much. I don't know what it is about that word.
And it's strange that we had never heard that before this past year.
Yeah. I may have been doing that for 32 years now.
But surely you've said the word amnesia before.
I think I've said it
before.
Right sometimes.
But because we would have picked up on it if you had been putting
you would think so.
A B in it all this time. So
yeah.
You think you may have developed this quirk late in life. Like you pronounced it properly your whole life.
I know. I question everything now. I may have said it this way when I was 13. I have no idea.
Just hang in there, buddy. It's gonna be fine.
Amnesia.
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 I'm an idiot. And I'm candidate number two. I don't know why I can't get that out of my brain head. All right. Candidate number three. He's back because it's time to talk draft. And Norm had a really good point here. How big a stretch was it for the Rams to take Ty Simpson with the 15th overall pick? Or was it 13? Yeah, somewhere in there.
13, yeah.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, I had amnesia there for a second. It was a stretch because he's only made 15 starts in college football. So Norm had a list of players who, at quarterback who'd made 15 starts or less. And then he mentioned one player, and he kind of focused in on him, I guess forgetting the terrible end for one Dwayne Haskins.
It's going to take a little time in the oven to figure out what happens when NFL teams start sending pressure at you. You can't quite lose your mechanics.
And he dealt with a lot of that at Alabama last year. I mean, that offensive line, they couldn't run the football to save his life.
Well, I tell you what, you look at the history over the last 20 years of quarterbacks taking who started less than 15 games in college. Yeah,
that's right.
Less than 20. And Tannehill, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, Trey Lance, Mark Sanchez, Dwayne Haskins. Does anybody remember Dwayne Haskins? Anthony Richardson, Cam Newton, and Mitch
Trubisky. His family probably does.
Yeah, in loving memory.
Normie passed.
I mean, that's not much of a list to recommend you.
Yeah, you're basically Cam Newton and a bunch of dudes.
No
and
better way to ruin a career like dying, I suppose.
I mean, is that really a bust? I don't know.
Bob,
did you have a chance?
Oh, man. Okay. Arizona.
Scouting report.
Okay.
Not
we've got
alive.
Arizona's about to announce their pick.
Don't take him.
It's amazing the way Norm just plows ahead.
But Arizona,
he doesn't respond to new information.
No.
What was the weird when he did? That's a strange and ironic note.
That's
was
when
that
he informed
on the
Bart Starr that he also had a son named Brad? It happened to be the son that
passed
no
away.
With
yeah,
us.
But he's no longer with us, and it was spelled different. Yeah, but besides all that, still an amazing
that's
note.
That's an amazing ironic note, though.
Not really to Bart Starr.
But he's no longer with
Norm being reminded yet again this morning why he doesn't really miss this all that much.
Right,
anymore.
Yeah.
We love you, Norm.
Glad to be out of the line of fire.
Dwayne Haskins?
I'm sure his family does.
Very
who said that?
Tragic story. I think Donovan maybe did.
Yeah, Donnie said loving memory.
Man, that's amazing. All right, one more time. Just not all the way through, but just up until the point.
It's going to take a little time in the oven to figure out what happens when NFL teams start sending pressure at you. You can't quite lose your mechanics.
He dealt with a lot of that at Alabama last year. I mean, that offensive line, they couldn't run the football to save his life.
Well, I tell you what, you look at the history over the last 20 years of quarterbacks taking who started less than 15 games in college.
Yeah, that's right.
Less than 20. And Tannehill, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, Trey Lance, Mark Sanchez, Dwayne Haskins. Does anybody remember Dwayne Haskins? Anthony Richardson, Cam Newton, and Mitch
his
Trubisky.
Family probably does.
Yeah, and loving me.
Normie passed.
I mean, that's not much of a list to recommend you.
Jeez, he's still
taking shots at him.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the list. All right, our list is Bob, me, or Norm, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want you to take your little golf cart pencil and put a check next to your own name, Dunham.
Okay. That's it? All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Muses, Coach Prime.
Hey, Coach Prime.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know that we retired my son's number two in Boulder, so give me candidate number two.
I don't understand this voice at all.
Worst Dion voice ever. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I will take the all-timer.
Norm.
That's Norm. Mm. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to vote for Sports Amnesia Haskins, all of them.
Oh, that's okay. A hybrid there. That's a real hybrid.
That's an overvote.
Undervote or overvote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what were the choices again?
Die.
Oh, my God.
Die.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Guys, I'd like to make a sincere comparison between some of the most tragic players in NFL history. How about Pat Tillman or Sean Taylor or Dwayne Haskins or O.J. Simpson?
All right.
Can we make any connection between them? I'm just not sure.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream.
Mr. Ducey.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Mike. I also had a brief dream about your dad. And he told me he forgot to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
He said after this week, he understands that your title as the fifth muser means fifth choice to fill in when they need someone.
Oh, man. That's good. That's good. Man.
I was gonna vote, but I'm getting amnesia.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just head into your miserable job now. Have a great day.
Gosh,
hey, come on, Mike.
I'm sorry.
He was
what?
Just making a joke.
Know,
that's all.
Just kidding. We're just having fun.
We're just having fun. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordo. It's Cruz in Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, since I think Joe already won, I'd like to thank some folks on his behalf. I'd like to thank Valerie Cherish, Mickey, Pauly G, Producer Jane, Marky Mark, Esperanza, Publicist Billy, Tyler Beck, Gigi, Tom Peterman, Jimmy Burrows, Gina Milliken, Jesse Wood, Marianina, Shayna.
This is characters from The Comeback.
Jeez. I guess that's a vote for me, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, huge vote for you.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, yeah, I can't believe I made it in.
I can't either.
When we got Mike Ducey on the phone. Oh, no, he's in the studio. That's even better.
You're on the phone,
good morning.
Good morning to you, brother. Now, listen, I am really torn here. Do I vote for my spiritual leader, Job, or do I go with the greatest of all time, a man who randomly talked Tennessee football with me in the bowels of the old ballpark out of nowhere? I'm going with Norm.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, fellas, it's your gal pal Sue Hawk trying to call in on Christmas.
What? Okay. This is just so confusing.
Yeah. Plus your alarm's going off, so never mind.
Doors open.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey.
Hey.
Y'all still taking call-ins?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes, talk!
No, that was his whole bit, I guess. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Phone call from Lower Evan.
Oh, you know, I think this may be Coco, the sign language gorilla. Hi, Coco.
Coco, mourn the loss of, but also enjoy Lower Evan new companion, Sid Croft, this month.
From Sid and Marty Croft, down there in Lower Evan.
Partial Muser crew, plus cousin of Steve Ducey might remember all cross shows.
Yeah.
Here is partial list. H.R. Puffin Stuff, Land of Lost, Sigmund Sea Monster, Bugaloos, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. Very, very alluring for 70s human TV. And Lost Saucer, starring very flamboyant Jim Nabors, just to name a few.
Oh, that's good, Coco.
Coco, you have a vote for us?
Yes, Job, let's vote. Coco and Sid Croft vote for Broken Ribs Norm.
Okay.
Too soon.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
All right, I was the guy that called a second ago and didn't say anything. That was my first time ever calling.
Yeah, George, you didn't give him a chance to vote.
I didn't hang up on him. What's your vote?
You said it was a bit that he was doing. He was just a new caller.
Okay, well, vote.
You need to mentor him through it.
Shut up. Who you want to vote for?
I thought there would be an operator or something. As an Ohio State fan, I'm really pumped that we got Caleb Downs, and I'm definitely voting for Norm because of his disgrace of Dwayne Haskins.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Chicken dinner.
going to take a little time in the oven to figure out what happens when NFL teams start sending pressure at you. You can't quite lose your mechanics.
And he dealt with a lot of that at Alabama last year. I mean, that offensive line, they couldn't run the football to save his life.
Well, I tell you what, you look at the history over the last 20 years of quarterbacks taken who started less than 15 games in college. Yeah,
that's right.
Less than 20. And Tannehill, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, Trey Lance, Mark Sanchez, Dwayne Haskins. Does anybody remember Dwayne Haskins? Anthony Richardson, Cam Newton, and Mitch
Trubisky. His family probably does.
Yeah, in loving memory.
Normie Pass.
I mean, that's not much of a list to recommend you.
Yeah, you're basically Cam Newton and a bunch of dudes.
No
and
better way to ruin a career like dying, I suppose.
I mean, is that really a bust? I don't know. Bob, did you have a chance?
Okay. Arizona.
Scouting report.
Okay.
Not
we've
alive.
Got Arizona's about to announce their pick.
Don't take him.
Gosh. He was hit while crossing a road.
Yes.
24 by a dump truck.
Yeah, but he sent much of a list.
But Arizona.
I mean,
all right, how many
total
is that?
Bust.
As Norm adds to his total.
That is e-break win number 141 for the great Norman Elizabeth Hitzkus, and he has increased his lead back to 25 over you, Jubb.
Incredible.
Hello.